I've been on this wonderful high for a week now, feeling and experiencing the 3.6 million. But, like anything, sooner or later, you realize it ain't there. Or something happens to make you realize it's not there. And today is one of those days, you know, where I can really tell it's not there. It's not the proper expression for that, but it's the best way I can explain it. In other words, I can bring about the feeling, but it's not quite clicking in a joyous way today. You know, I spent an hour holding on to the feeling early this morning, and in a sense, I did a really, really good job of, let's say, pretending that it was there. But in the forefront, there's this little thing that says it's not really there. Look, see? And so that kind of interferes. And what it is sort of, you know, after a high for a week, there's a balancing effect. And you gotta come down a little bit. Well, maybe you don't gotta, but there's a good chance you're going to slide down a little bit. Yesterday, I was kind of doubting myself late in the afternoon. You know, feeling a little, well, what if it doesn't work? You know, the kind of thing. And I was talking to Roberta, and she says, well, what do you mean? Look at you. You're the most calmest and most content I have ever seen you. And you know what? She was right. And actually, now that I think about it this morning, I've been happier than ever before. I mean, this is really the most happiness, most contentness, most relaxed, most calm, and most confident than I've ever had. Now, even though for my high I've slid down a little bit, I'm still sitting, really, at a point much higher than I've ever experienced, and higher than obviously when I started all this. So my low is higher than what my high peaks used to be, which in a sense is actually quite an accomplishment all on its own, really. Still, you know, when you come from a real high and you drop down a little bit, that balancing we do, you know, that wave, and you get to the bottom of the wave a bit before you make the next move upwards, there's a bit of a feeling of loss. And I think this is the time to really stay with it and bite in and stay and hold on to as much as a good feeling as you can by continuing on and really putting more energy into it, into, well, feeling the 3.6 million as if they're here, experiencing them as if it's here, continuing on with that. And that's a funny thing to say, because I've been going full gung-ho and now I'm down a little bit, right? And I'm saying, well, it's time to push even more and get right in there and stay with it. Don't let go. So that we can move up, slide up, you know, when the next upward wave comes, we lift even higher again. So it's like almost saying more, I'll push more, work harder, work harder. In a sense, maybe it is. But in other words, it's not, because when the slide down comes, like this, you know, a little bit of effort feels like a lot of effort. So in reality, although I put a great effort into it today, so far, probably not as much effort, in a sense, and energy as I had in a week gone past. It just feels like a lot more because I'm feeling a little down. So everything, you know, feels harder to do. Of course, when you're on a real high, things come easier, or feel easier, whatever terms you want to use. The bottom line is I don't want to slide back to where I was 3 months ago when we started this. And I don't think I will, but nevertheless, I'm not going to let up even for a day. I don't care what. I'm going to stay with it every single day, whether I feel down or not. You know, whether I feel a little bit depressed or not, whether I feel doubts coming up or not, I'm going to stay with it regardless and put it in front of everything else. Doubts are easy to come up with, huh? I mean, all you have to do is sit there and think for a minute and all the possible reasons why it might not work will just unfold for you like an open book, because that's something we're used to. We've done that all our lives, so it works very easily. I sat down and I thought, well, what signs have I seen lately that I'm going the right direction? That I'm doing this the right way? That's really how the discussion got started with Roberta, where she said, well, I've seen you, you know, in the most relaxed, content state I've ever seen you in. I suppose that's a sign that I'm in the right direction. What I was saying is I was looking at, for a sign in the form of cash. And I said, well, with all this, wouldn't you think by now there'd be some cash falling out of the sky or something, or some more things showing up? Instead, a little bit of the opposite has been happening. I mean, that's not entirely true. You know, I think there has been some signs, like I said, that money seems to be stretching further and so forth. But on the other token, some things that should have been there have sort of vanished, and you'd think that, well, they would be showing up rather than vanishing. So in some ways it's easy enough to get some doubts, you know, where you start saying, well, maybe I'm not doing this quite right. And then the next thing you know, we let it go, you know, rather than keep going. This is a mistake, I think, that we make. We need to keep going, above all. Because if we need to change the direction or make an adjustment, it'll only show itself if we continue on. If we stop and question, it won't actually show itself. I mean, really, it's like chipping through a brick wall, right? We've been chipping at it for 3 months now. And, we've chipped a long ways. We've received some gifts. We've found some things in there. Great happiness, newfound joy, newfound confidence, feeling better. I mean, it's just all kinds of little gifts. But we don't see ourselves cracking through the wall. But at the same token, we don't know how far from the other edge we are. I mean, we could be 1 centimeter from breaking right through that wall. And even if we do break through, we may not get through yet, because we have to make the hole big enough for us to slip through there. But we don't know how far. And so sometimes, you know, we give up a centimeter before we chip through. And I think I've mentioned this, sometimes just before we get through, we get this little bleak moment, or sometimes just before we make another breakthrough and reach another step, take off another layer of resistance, there's this little darkness that shows up, you know, this little doubt day for a day or 2 days or 3 days, and then all of a sudden there's a breakthrough, and poof, we've gone further. We've seen this a few times now. You know, it's good to go through this step by step, because in a sense a person can then see what might happen as we create, what things we might go through. So another person that's chipping their way through that wall of resistance to more abundance and more joy, more happiness, you might say, well, is this supposed to happen? Is this how it sometimes goes? Or am I doing it wrong? Maybe I'm not getting anywhere. So I think in the long run, it's good that we're doing it this way, that we're coming up with all the things that we would see and experience during the process. Surprising enough, as I'm talking about this, I get this feeling of appreciation swell over me. You know, just for the opportunity to do this and for the, what you would call it, for the wonderful feelings and experience that I've had over the last week. Feeling so good and feeling the what it's like to have all that kind of abundance. I mean, that's been a real uplifting joy, and I sure would like more of that, and even to reach higher. So it goes to show, you know, that our ability to feel good never ceases. So it can actually grow more and more. And that's a real inspiring thing. It's exciting to know, just by focusing on something that, like money, that we can actually, through that, lift ourselves up and experience that much joy without it actually even being here yet. To have that much, well, control or direction of how we experience life. Consciously direct our experience. We just have to remember one thing, to remove or avoid hearing or listening or even thinking the words, this is hopeless. In other words, let's say if a person was sitting in jail. Theoretically, everything we've done, the person could do. In other words, and the person could feel and experience having a 3.6 million. And living that kind of life and still be in that situation. Unless a person allowed themselves to feel hopelessness, you know, in some manner, then that would overtake most everything else. So in all of this, there still remains one main issue, and that is to believe. If we allow believing in the possibility to slip away, well then, something else will fill that space, and it's called hopelessness, right? And once that slips in, well, then the whole thing collapses. It's like taking out the cement foundation under a house and pouring a bunch of foam in it. Of course, it's going to collapse, right? So we have to maintain the foundation no matter what and continue to believe no matter what. And I suppose we could call this faith, blind faith, whatever, believing, hope, desire. Doesn't really matter, but I think that's the foundation, really, to it all, to everything else we build and we work on creating. Believing in hope. And believing in hope is really the foundation that all of this sits on. Because if I took the belief that, oh, this might not come about, I'd probably, possibly, let go of the whole thing. See, because I would go, well, what's the point? Well, although there is a big point beyond this, beyond the actual money appearing, the point is the feeling, the experience that we're receiving, the joy we're receiving, without it being there. Sometimes we don't look far enough, you know, we don't realize that there is a benefit beyond just the receiving of the money. In a sense, I'm already experiencing the benefit of having it. See, even if everything ended today, and that would be that, I could honestly say that I've experienced being wealthy and abundant.